At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A man who was suspected of killing two students at Brown University and a professor at MIT has been found dead in New Hampshire in apparent suicide. Providence Democratic Mayor Brett Smiley.
It was because of the information provided to us by neighbors and the tireless work of our Providence Police Department, the Rhode Island State Police, the FBI, the ATF, and many other federal partners. The incredible prosecutorial advice and guidance that we received from the Attorney General's office. We all worked well together to be able to identify this suspect.
And he was identified as Claudio Nees Valente. Medicaid fraud scheme in Minnesota just keeps growing.
Five new defendants have been charged in connection with the Minnesota Housing Services fraud scheme. During a news conference, First Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson said that federal officials suspect a significant portion of roughly $18 billion paid out by Medicaid to Minnesota programs was fraudulent.
What we see in Minnesota is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes. It's a staggering industrial scale fraud. It's swamping Minnesota and calling into question everything we know about our state.
He said two defendants pocketed $750,000 instead of helping Medicaid recipients find stable housing. Prosecutors allege that they used the proceeds to travel to international destinations, including London and Dubai. Audio courtesy of KSTP. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A jury finding a Wisconsin judge guilty of obstruction for helping a Mexican immigrant dodge federal authorities. The jury handed down the verdict against Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan Thursday after deliberating 6 hours. She now faces up to 5 years in prison when she will be sentenced. This is SRN News. Well, the Barna Group looks at some 25 years of U.S. religious data.
The news is not good. In 2000, 74% of self-identified Christians in this country said that their faith was an important part of their daily life. In 2025, it's 54%, a 20-point decline. Barna says, quote, when belief ceases to carry weight in a person's worldview, Christian practices tend to follow suit. Barna also reports that amongst Christians, as 31% believe they have a personal responsibility to spread the gospel, down from 35% in 2000. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Muslim civil rights group suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over his order designating it a foreign terrorist organization. The Council on American Islamic Relations has more than 20 chapters all across the U.S., and its work involves legal actions and advocacy. This is SRN News. A newly passed defense spending bill includes federal recognition of the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina. Here's Rich Thomason.
Recognition comes after more than a century of efforts and decades of congressional consideration. Federal recognition provides access to resources like federal dollars, grants, and the Indian Health Service. It also allows the tribe to put land into trust. The tribe faced opposition from some tribal leaders. They questioned the Lumbee's historic and genealogical claims. The Lumbee tribe has been recognized by North Carolina since 1885, has about 60,000 members. Rich Thomason, Washington.
TikTok signing a deal to form a new U.S. unit with three American investors, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX holding a major stake. That ensures the popular social video platform will still be operating in the U.S. More details at srnnews.com.